I am amazed at the number of closet Christians there are out there. That is, where nobody knows who they are. There's a story told of a woman who went to a revival meeting or a Bible study of some kind because she was searching, and she found the Lord and found a wonderful experience, and she wanted to tell everybody. And so she went and was telling her coworker that she had worked with for many years what a wonderful thing it was to be saved and to have faith in Jesus and release from the guilt of sin. And she just felt so wonderful and knew that she had a home in heaven and all that we rejoice about when we become Christians. And the other lady says, "Oh, well, I've been saved for years. I know all about that." And the first woman said, "Why didn't you ever tell me?" You see, we get intimidated by circumstances and by people and even by laws not to speak about Jesus. But what happens is when the Holy Spirit gets into our life, then we do speak. It does bring persecution. What starts off pretty soft, intimidation, but it can end up in severe persecution. The religious authorities that opposed the apostles in that first church were amazed at the boldness of the people who were speaking, even when they warned them. Let's read about it in Acts, the 4th chapter. What led up to this scripture we're going to read was this. Peter and John had been walking in the temple, and there was a man who was above 40 years old who had been lame from his mother's womb. And Peter, in the name of Jesus Christ, grabbed him by the hand, raised him up. The man began walking and leaping and running, and it caused a great stir. And Peter says, "Look, it's because of the power of Jesus Christ," and he was teaching them. So we began in Acts, the 4th chapter in the 1st verse. "And as Peter spoke unto the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in jail until the next day, for it was now the evening. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the next day that the rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, 'By what power or by what name have you done this?' Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined about the good deed that was done to a disabled man, by what means he was made whole, be it known unto you all, to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.' Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, 'What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them, as manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny it. But that is spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name.' And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, 'Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to listen to God, you be the judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.' So when they had further threatened them, they let them go." You see, they had boldness to speak. That came from the Holy Spirit in their life. And the authorities took note of that, and also took note that they had been with Jesus. It makes all the difference. I'm going to pray for boldness today, that God will help me speak to someone about the gospel. God, give me strength. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray for boldness. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would give me that courage, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, amen.